still about love. I have a friend that will joke that some denominations, that's all they'll preach. Love, love, love. God is love, 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 love. Well, he is love, but he is a lot more than that. And I just want to look at this command to love from the scripture that I read as the call to worship this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20, if you want to turn there. Do you realize that love is a command? Look at verse 16. I command you today to love the Lord your God, to do what he wants you to do, and to keep his commands, his rules, and his laws. So it is a command. It is a command that we are to love. We are to love the Lord our God. Walk in his ways. We are to love God, and we are to love one another. I don't think this is any surprise to you, but it's absolutely true, and it is a choice. Either we choose to love him, we choose to obey him, or we choose not to. He also wants us to be obedient to his word and his spirit. So, looking there at that verse 16, it continues, then you will live and grow in number, and the Lord your God will bless you. I don't know about you, but I would truly like to have the blessing of God. I want the blessing of God upon our church as well. I want to see us be obedient to his word. If we do that, we will love him. He has commanded in his word that we should love him. And we are given his spirit, which these people that he was writing this to, Moses was taking it down from God and recorded it in the book of Deuteronomy, and it's right before the children of Israel are going to march into the promised land, and he's telling them, this is a command. This is a command. This is something you must do. If you're going to obey the word of God, then you should do this. And praise God, we have the advantage of having the Holy Spirit who will help us to do and to love God as he has commanded. And they didn't have that. Love is also a decision. If you look at verse 19, today I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses. I am offering you life or death, blessings or curses. Now choose life. Then you and your children may live. Choose life. So you and your family may live. When we choose God, we are choosing life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If we don't choose that, we are literally choosing death. Physical death will come. We will all experience physical death unless we are taken up to meet the Lord when he returns. And then our bodies will be changed in an instant. But for most of us, the likelihood is that we will pass away. This body will return to the earth, and it will decay. It is a part of the fallen creation. But God is going to give us a new body, and then there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth eventually as well. So everything will be made perfect. But God is saying, choose life. Once we choose him and his life, our life is literally eternal. So the passing of this body doesn't matter, because the real you, your soul and spirit, will live on eternally. And then eventually God is going to give you a new body as well. So when you choose life, you are choosing him. The opposite of life is death. God is not a God of death. He is a God of life. Praise his holy name. Again, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he went on and said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Choose life so you and your family may live. And I want to speak more next week on family. We know what is right, but can choose otherwise. If you want, turn to Romans 1:32. Romans chapter 1, verse 32. They know God's law says that those who live like this should die. And that is, before that, it talks about the foolishness of the world. But they know the law, and they know it says that those who live this way must die. But they themselves not only continue to do these evil things, they applaud others who do them. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But if you watch the nightly news, you see exactly that. People applauding that which ought not be done, that which is obviously against the law of God. But they do it, and they encourage others to do it as well. And it's crazy, but that's the nature of fallen humankind. We know what is right, but we can choose to do otherwise. And unfortunately, a large group of people certainly do choose to do that. If that wasn't the case, we'd see a full sanctuary this morning. But that is the case. Now, love is also a commitment. And if you go back to Deuteronomy, you look at verse 20. To choose life is to love the Lord your God. Obey him and stay close to him. He is your life, and he will let you live many years in the land he has promised. We must commit. We must commit to do what God has asked us to do. Listen to what the Lord says to you. Listen to what the Word of God has to say to you. It's hard to listen if you never open the Word of God. It just makes it difficult. Yes, you may hear what I say, but I would also caution you that I could be wrong. Listen to what the Spirit of God says through His Holy Word. And then check it. Check against what I say. Check what I say against the Word of God. And hold fast to what the Word of God is saying to you. This is the only thing that you can absolutely count on, period, in this life. It is the truth. Just as Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. He is the living word. This is the written word of God. And you must understand that. It's not rocket science, but it is simple and it is absolutely true. There is absolute truth, and it is right here on this pulpit right now, and it's in my hands. It is absolutely true. Acknowledge God. If I go back to Romans again, and verses 21 through 32. I want to share that with you. They knew God, but they did not give glory to God or thank Him. Their thinking became useless. Their foolish minds were filled with darkness. They claimed to be wise, but they became fools. They traded the glory of God who lives forever for the worship of idols, made to look like earthly people, birds, animals, and reptiles. Because they did these things, God abandoned them to their sinful desires, resulting in sexual impurity and the dishonoring of their bodies with one another. They traded the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creation instead of the Creator, who should be praised forever. Amen. Because people do these things, God abandoned them to shameful lusts. Women stopped having natural sex and started having sex with other women. In the same way, men stopped having natural sex and began wanting each other. Men did shameful things with other men in their own bodies. They received their punishment for those wrongs. People did not think it was important to have a true knowledge of God, so God abandoned them. He abandoned them to pursue, or to their own worthless thinking, to do things they should not do. They are filled with every kind of sin, evil, selfishness, and hatred. They are full of jealousy, murder, fighting, lying, and thinking the worst about each other. They are gossips and say evil things about each other. They hate God. They are rude and conceited and brag about themselves. They invent ways of doing evil. They do not obey their parents. They are foolish. They do not keep their promises, and they show no kindness or mercy to others. They know God's law says that those who live like this should die, but they themselves not only continue to do these evil things, they applaud others who do them. Those are pretty strong words. And yet, that is one of the greatest love chapters of Scripture. It's the book of Romans. And that is just at the beginning. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels. Luke 12:8-9. The words of Jesus, saying it very, very plainly. Acknowledge Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he will acknowledge you. If you do not acknowledge him, he will not acknowledge you. Love is respect. And you saw in those verses I read from Romans that this group of people that Paul is writing about have no respect whatsoever for God. They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for common decency. And that is against God's law. Common knowledge of God does not glorify him nor equal respect. These people that I just read to you about in the book of Romans knew, they had a common knowledge that God existed. They did not deny that God existed. They just denied that they would follow him. They denied the command that they were to follow, love, and obey him. They didn't deny his existence. So they had a common knowledge, but they decided not to do what God had commanded. We are commanded to love God. Love for God glorifies, obeys, and thanks him. That is part of our worship. So acknowledging God, showing him respect, is a form of worship. All of this, everything you're going to see today, everything I'm going to say, has to do with aspects of loving God, and that is all part of our worshiping him. Love is deference to God and others. You saw again in the book of Romans, they chose not to defer to God in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they would choose anything else as an idol to worship rather than worshiping the true God. And it's no different today. It's no different. People who want to ignore or claim that there is no God literally set up idols in their life, whether it be for fame, whether it be for prosperity, whether it be for sexual gratification. They do all these different things. But God literally in Romans turned them over, and Paul said he will turn them over to the lusts that they have desired and that they have placed above himself. And that's what happened. And it said even back then when Paul wrote that, they have received the penalty in their own bodies. Well, you see all these sexually transmitted diseases. You see AIDS. Those are all a result of humankind choosing to do what is wrong, what is clearly prevented by the law. And that is literally an act of love by God to give us those instructions. But people choose to choose otherwise and to do otherwise. Think of others better than yourself, or you will end up by yourself. Alone, miserable, and yes, full of yourself to a hellish end. I don't want to go there. I would much rather serve others. Love for God and the results. Loving God translates into life. God said in Deuteronomy, I set before you these things. Choose life. Don't choose the other. I give you blessings, or you can choose the curses. But I don't want you to. choose life. Listening to God means that, and it translates into acts of obedience. Because listening is not just hearing, but it is also doing. Acknowledging God validates your own belief. Our own belief is validated when we acknowledge God. And holding fast to God only means that we esteem, our esteem for Him is only for Him. He is the only one we worship. There is no idol that we place before God. There is nothing that we place before Him. And our faith should exhibit that trust, that complete obedience, and our desire to be God's children, to be His servants. Now, if you look at this, we spell out love. Love of God is life. It is obedience. It is it validates our belief, and it shows our esteem for only Him. Maybe that will help you to recall this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. That's very important. We're going to go more into the responsibility of love next week, because it has to do with family. Not only our human families, the ones that we have if we're fortunate enough to have children, but it also pertains to the family of God. You shall have no other gods before me. And I want to end the thoughts there today. Think about that. Are we placing anything above God? Do we truly love God? And if we go back, do we have the real life that God is giving us? Do we obey Him? Do we value Him? And do we esteem Him? And there's more to love than that. We know how to love because God first loved us. While we were yet sinners, God loved us. Do you ever think about that? Such a simple verse, and yet it's so amazing. The God of all creation, the God who is completely holy, who is completely righteous, accepted His creation after His creation rebelled against Him, and became that which He abhorred, which was sin. And yet, while we were sinners, God loved us. Sent His only Son to come, to die on a Roman cross. The worst death that they could come up with. And He paid for our sins. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for Your grace and mercy in our lives. May You be fully praised, Lord. May You find our worship pleasing in Your sight. And Lord, may You, yes, find that we do, in fact, illustrate the truth that we love You. We pray in Jesus' name.